Joss moved through the medical section on his way to see a post-op patient who had recently developed a nosocomial infection. The patient was a human male officer, not a clone, and one upon whom both he and Zan had worked for several hours to replace a shrapnel-riddled heart. They had been lucky. 5 minutes more, and they would have lost the man. After such a brilliant surgical triumph, losing him to some waist-hopper secondary bug was simply unacceptable. Even though the Rimsu was state-of-the-art in sterile procedure and environment, nosocomial infections, contagions picked up while one was hospitalized, still happened now and then. This particular one had been very stubborn, not responding to the usual broad-spectrum antibiotics, and so far, they had been unable to culture out and identify it. The prognosis was dire. Unless they could ID the cause, the officer wasn't going to survive. When Joss arrived at the isolation chamber, he saw that Zan was already inside the airflow walls and sterile zap field that kept pathogens from entering or escaping. Joss stepped into the field, which crackled slightly. Zan started, as if somebody had poked a finger into his back. He looked around, saw Joss, and relaxed.
Ah, it's you.
Nice to see you, too.
Joss noticed that Zan was holding an empty skin popper.
Sorry, just a little on edge.
Joss looked down at the unconscious form in the bed.
How's our latest poster boy for the horrors of war doing?
The patient, one Undo Mitresis, a major in the army, looked somewhat better than the last time Joss had seen him. His skin had been pale and anhydrotic, but now it was taking on a normal, healthy glow. The flat-screen chart hung on the bed's foot, and Joss picked it up and scanned the stats. Blood pressure normal, heart rate normal, white cell blood count.
Hello. Look at this.
The elevated white count had indicated the infection was way down. And the differentials, the spread in proportion of specialized white cells, segs, polys, eos, and so forth, were all within normal limits. The patient had turned around.
Well, well, Joss said. Looks like somebody has the healing hands of a Jedi. Or the fingers, at least.
The skin around Zan's horns mottled a bit, the Zabrakian equivalent of a human's blush. He dropped the empty skin popper into the pocket of his one piece. Joss frowned.
You develop a sudden sentimental attachment to instruments? Going to have it anodized and put it on the mantle?
Excuse me?
Since when do empty poppers not go into the trash?
Joss waved at the waste hopper next to the bed.
Oh, sorry. Guess my brain's gone on leave.
Zan pulled the skin popper out and tossed it into the bin. As it arced past him, Joss got a good look at the pneumatic injector. The clear plastoid cover was just that. Clear. Blank. No identification denoting what kind of medication it had held. No batch number either. Nothing. That simply wasn't done. The patient, who was now awake, mumbled that he was indeed feeling much better. Joss made polite doctor noises, automatically checked the man's vitals, then raised an eyebrow at Zan.
Dr. Yant, if I might speak with you in private?
Outside the building, Joss steered Zan into a patch of shade and relative coolness.
All right, what's going on here?
Going on? What are you talking about?
Zan didn't meet Joss's eyes.
I'm talking about a patient who comes out of a life-threatening secondary infection so fast he leaves ion burns on his chart. I'm also talking about treatment with unmarked skin poppers.
Zan hesitated for a moment, then sighed in resignation. In that short pause, Joss suddenly knew what had transpired.
You didn't, he said.
Zan said, I did.
Zan! Have you got an ingrown horn or something? You know what the risks are. If they catch you, you'll be court-martialed.
If you see a fellow sentient drowning and there's a rope lying right next to your foot, are you going to worry about being accused of stealing the rope?
If there's a good chance they'll hang me with it, yeah. This is not the same thing.
It isn't?
We're on a planet with the biggest supply of a flat-out miracle drug in the galaxy. You can walk to a huge field of it in 5 minutes.
We tried everything else on this guy, Joss. Macromolecular regeneration, nanocell implants, maser cauterization. Nothing worked. The man was dying. You've read the SGJ literature touting BOTA? An adaptogen that can cure everything but a rainy day in most humanoid phenotypes. We've had patients who died from infections we probably could have cured with one scale of it. Can I stand by and let people die without doing everything in my power to save them? At a total loss for words, Joss looked at his friend and saw nothing in front of him but a doctor who took his job as seriously as he himself did. He sighed. Okay, but you've got to be more careful. There are a lot of sharper eyes than mine around here who could notice a blank skin popper.